we'll read them.
We'll read them.
Pray over them.
We want to pray for Tobe Calvert, who's in the hospital at Cheyenne. And I can't remember how old Tobe is, but, you know, 94, 98, something mm-hmm. like that. And still gets around pretty dadgum good. But anyway, he's up in his 90s. And then we want to pray for the family of Dwayne Stewart, who went to his final resting place yesterday. And then I would like to ask our listeners to continue to pray for L.C. Price. They were removing the heart pump yesterday that they put in there to help his heart be under less stress while they've done a whole bunch of other things. And if that went well, I haven't seen a post from Anna today, but if that went well, he should get to be out of ICU, which has been there since August 8th. So it's been quite a lengthy time concerning with all the things that he had going on. He's in Ohio with us. Yes.
And I know he went in for a routine checkup and it wouldn't let him down. So.
Yeah.
Dear Lord, we come to you thanking you today for giving us today the chance to live for you. We pray that you would be with Tobe Calvert, who's in the hospital at Cheyenne.
Watch over him, be with him, be with his care team. Keep in the palm of your hand during their time of need. We ask that you would be with the Stewart during their time of mourning and celebrating his life, just keep them and comfort them during their time of need. We continue to pray for L.C. Price and his family. We ask that you would place your healing hands upon him. Be with his care team. Watch over them. Carry them in their time of need. And just be with them and comfort them and place healing upon his body, dear Lord, during this time. In Christ's name we pray all this. Amen.
Amen. You know, you think about being in the hospital, and you think about being in the hospital so far away from all your family and friends and support group in Ohio, and they've been there, you know, a long time. Like I say, he's been in ICU since the 8th of August, and so I know that Anna appreciates all the prayers that have gone up for him and the support. We do want to thank our sponsors. As I mentioned early in the program, Barbara Dyson Ford is our Facebook sponsor today. Prophetic Voice Ministries is at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott will bless your heart if you don't have a church home and you would like to go over there. They have Sunday school at 9:30 on Sunday morning, church at 11, and church again at 6. And then on Tuesday evening, they have a prayer meeting, and on Thursday evening, they have Bible study. The Refuge Church is at 18304 East 1140 Road at Sayre. Now, that's in the New Liberty Church building that they have just gotten. So from Highway 6 and 283, it's 4 miles west, a couple of miles south, I believe. So Pastor Tammy Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey, we always call her, will really bless you. If you need to talk to her, her phone number is 729-0956. They have Sunday school at 10, Sunday worship at 10:45, Sunday evening Bible study at 6, Wednesday Bible study at 7, and youth group at 7 on Wednesday evening. Now let's hear from some of our other sponsors.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln wants your service business no matter what. This is Rhett McAbee, Service Director at Barber Dyson Ford in Elk City. At Barber Dyson, we want your parts and service business no matter what you're driving, no matter where you bought it. Bottom line, we want your parts and service business. We hang our hat on service with world-class service riders, factory-trained technicians, and knowledgeable parts staff. Give us a shot today at Barbara Dyson Ford Lincoln in Elk City.
Experience the difference, Barbara Dyson Ford's where you save.
We are back. It is the Hour of Power. Tom Ivester is our guest today, and we've been hearing some psalms, and we've been hearing some great songs, psalms and songs today.
Whew, got to get a better title. It doesn't work. Okay.
Oh, I liked it.
Yeah, yeah. So are we going with the song or a psalm?
Whichever you would like to do first. It's okay. What? A song, Monica says. Oh, you've already got it turned to a psalm.
Yeah, I couldn't understand whether you said song or psalm.
I see. Well, you get your hearing fixed.
That's the problem. Psalm 98. Sing to the Lord a new song. That's all I'm going to do. Now we're going to have a song. Sing to the Lord a new song. Okay, so this is a song by Charlie Robinson called Feeling Good. You sense a theme here? Uh-huh. Now, it's not the same song. It's a little different, but the same title. Charlie Robinson, Feeling Good. Here we go.
Feeling good, my friend. I got four wheels upon the road. Feeling good again. I don't need to share the load. Well, I got ties to show, a backbone made of silver. Well, I got Willie playing on my radio. I had an angel and she promised she'd deliver. Gonna save my soul. And she left a hole. Hope this never ends. Raise my face into the sun. Hope this never ends. I guess you never were the one. Well, I got a t-shirt that I bought when I was 20. It says long live rock and roll. Pockets, if there's money, I got plenty. Hope this sum that folds helps to save my soul.
Okay, We've got Psalm 98. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. With his right hand and his holy arm has he won for himself the victory. The Lord has made known his victory. His righteousness has he openly shown in the sight of the nations. He remembers his mercy and faithfulness to the house of Israel, and all the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Shout with joy to the Lord, all you lands. Lift up your voice, rejoice, and sing. Sing to the Lord with the harp and the voice of song, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Shout with joy before the King, the Lord. Let the sea make a noise and all that is in it, the lands and those who dwell therein. Let the rivers clap their hands, and let the hills ring out with joy before the Lord when he comes to judge the earth. In righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity. Okay. This song is a song you'll probably recognize, Joe Cocker. It's called Feeling All Right. We're sticking with our theme here. So, Joe Cocker, Feeling All Right. Here we go. Thank you. called Feeling All Right by Joe Cocker. I think most people have probably heard that song at one time or another. That's a big hit back in the day. So, got some more. Psalm 100. Be joyful in the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with a song. Know this, the Lord himself is God. He himself has made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and call upon his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his faithfulness endures from age to age. That's all I've got for feeling good songs. So I'm going to my backup here. Now, I tested on somebody this morning. I said, I gave them three songs, and I said, you pick the song. And so they picked this song. So they had their choice of three songs. This is the song they picked. So this is, you know, it doesn't really fit in with anything. It was just, they like this song, so this is a song by John Cougar Mellencamp. So here we go.
Got you in back on me.
always wins. Technical difficulties again? Okay. I don't think I even touched the cord that time.
It's just tricky.
Okay.
Slippery. Okay. Need to put some gum on it.
Okay, Psalm 103. I like this one. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He forgives all your sins and heals all your infirmities. He redeems your life from the grave and crowns you with mercy and loving kindness. He satisfies you with good things, and your youth is renewed like an eagle's. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all who are oppressed. He made his ways known to Moses and his works to the children of Israel. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy, slow to anger, and of great kindness. He will not always accuse us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our wickedness. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so is his mercy great upon those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our sins from us. As a father cares for his children, so does the Lord care for those who fear him. For he himself knows whereof we are made. He remembers that we are but dust. Our days are like the grass, we flourish like a flower of the field. When the wind goes over it, it is gone, and its place shall know it no more. But the merciful goodness of the Lord endures forever on those who fear him, and his righteousness on children's children, on those who keep his covenant and remember his commandments and do them. The Lord has set his throne in heaven, and his kingship has dominion over all. Bless the Lord, you angels of his, you mighty ones who do his bidding, and hearken to the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers of his who do his will. Bless the Lord, all you works of his, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Okay. This is a song by a guy who actually grew up over near Corn, Oklahoma. Went by a different name back then. Last name Duchendorf.
Good old German name.
But he didn't think that would be good for showbiz. Mm. Now, I think you should just keep your regular name. I don't think changing your name suits anybody's purposes. But he changed his from Duchendorf.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Much an old country boy like me can't hack. Surly to rise, early in a sack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddles. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sunset low, pull out the fiddle and the rosin up the bow. Kids are asleep, so I keep a catalog. And thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So I fiddle when I can, work when I should. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the riddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Them money hungry fools. Rather have my fiddle and my farm and tools. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah, city folk driving in a black limousine. A lot of sad people thinking that's a mighty keen. Son, let me tell you now exactly what I mean. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah. We'll be right back. Bible was my daddy's till the day he died. And he took me by the hand, held me close to his side, said live a good life, play my fiddle and cry, and thank God you're a country boy. Well, my daddy taught me young how to hunt and how to whittle, taught me how to work and play a tune on the fiddle, taught me how to love and how to give just a little. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Woo! Thank God I'm a country boy, yeah!
John Denver, thank God I'm a country boy. So he's got a bunch of good songs. Okay, we got time for one more psalm and one more song, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Psalm 104. This is a long one, so I'm not going to read the whole thing. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, how excellent is your greatness. You're clothed with majesty and splendor. You wrap yourself with light as with a cloak and spread out the heavens like a curtain. You lay the beams of your chambers in the waters above. You make the clouds your chariot. You ride on the wings of the wind. You make the winds your messengers and flames of fire your servants. You have set earth upon its foundations so that it never shall move at any time. Okay, this is another John Denver song, and I like it. Take Me Home, Country Road. Mm.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads, all my memories gather round her. Strange.
Okay. He's pulled the plug. We've had a great time with Fun Friday with Tom. Heard some great songs, some great psalms, and it was a good hour. We appreciate you tuning in today. From me, Neva, from Monica, from Tom. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back in here on Monday.
Let us pray, let us pray. We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.